Hello, Tribe. So this is your weekend motivator, and this will be a quickie because I was just talking to my dear friend Jane, who is also a life coach along with me, and we have been, so Jane joined the Tribe back in, I think, 2009. She's been a good friend of mine for years and years and years. I tell you guys all the time when I'm going out of town, who's my little ride or die? She's mine. And she, when I talk to you guys about someone who coaches me all the time, that's who I'm talking about. And Jane also is someone who I admire because she is all about always trying to improve herself and trying to level up just how she thinks all the time. And so I get a lot of really good inspiration and a lot of good ideas from her. I think what I want to convey to all of you today is to, like, one thing that I learned from her that she told me today, and then just the overall concept of how important it is to have your people who are your circle that help you almost step into that future version of yourself. You know, I'm just a big believer in making sure that you have a circle of friends, a circle of accountability, a circle of things that constantly remind you of that person that you're striving to create and that person that you're striving to be, the aspirational part of you. Now, this is what I want to say. This is not to be around a bunch of people who are browbeating you and that you feel shame and all this other stuff. When I talk about you being like the next version of you, you leveling yourself up and stuff, it's not because this version's bad. It's because you see this unlimited potential in yourself. Like, you know, like I could always be striving to like create more in my life, to do more in my life, to love my life more, to, this doesn't always mean that we are trying to lose weight or trying to make money or get a job promotion and all those things. A lot of times we're leveling ourselves up because, like, you know what? Here's what I want more of. I want more love in my life. I want more joy in my life. I want more community in my life. There are thousands of ways to always be creating and expecting and craving more. And I just think that when you are really invested in the idea of, I got one shot at this, and this one shot, I'm going to make the most of it. I think having people around you who can help you step into that version, can remind you when you're acting out of line with that alignment with that person, is everything. And for some of you, you have it in your life and you need to tap into that more often. For a lot of you, you don't necessarily have people that want more in life. They're so complacent. They just like the status quo. They don't understand why you would want more. They play in their dirty diaper. They do all the things, right? Well, you can't use that as an excuse for why you're not achieving. If you want to be around like-minded people, post in the damn tribe and let's get you some accountability. Let's get you a circle. Here's what I do know. Fact. There are lots of amazing women in this tribe, and a lot of you have met your lifelong friends. You have created a circle of people that you're like, you know what? When I'm thinking about the best version of me, these are the people that I want to brainstorm with. These are the people I want to share things with. These are the people that I want their opinions, their thoughts, their helps, their hacks, all the things. So I think, like, one of the things that I love about Jane is that, like, I feel like she's that for me. I feel like when, you know, when we have our Marco Polo time each day, like, I crave it because I know that during my Marco Polo time with her, it's going to be me, like, stepping into the version of me, willing to see all of it and willing to challenge myself and willing to let someone else in to help me do that. So one of the things that she was telling me today is that she's doing this program. And one of the powerful questions that they ask is, why is this so easy? And I think that this is a great question for all of you. A lot of you are going into the weekend, you're going into the evening, you're going into 5 o'clock and all these things. And we always ask, and especially like with our weight loss, why is it so hard? Your brain will go to work on whatever you want to put it to work on. So whenever you ask the question, why is it so hard? I also want you to ask the question, but also, why is it so easy? What is easy about this? Like, why is this also easy? And let your brain start playing with the idea that the things you want and the way you want to think about yourself and the times of day where you're overeating, all the things, why is it easy? Let your brain see and feel some ease. I don't think there's anything more powerful to the process of weight loss than the power of having community and like-minded people being willing to think differently than you've ever thought. We've been conditioned to think this has to be hard, this has to be miserable, it has to be restrictive. It's like, no, we can figure out how to make this easier. We can figure out how to enjoy the pursuit of eating better, living longer, and feeling better. So that's my weekend motivator for you guys. Why is it easy? Have your people. Y'all in the comments talk about, tag, who are your people in the tribe? Who are your people outside of the tribe that are like helping you with this journey? And then I want you to take something that you keep thinking's hard and I want you to write, why is it also easy? It'll make your brain explode. It'll make your brain think. And that's exactly what we want to do. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.